The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 13 March 2017. And apparently there's some movement here with the FBI. Andy Katz, Dreams Time, actually wrote it over at the Goldwater. And the FBI said that Anthony Weiner is ready to give information about Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. In return, the FBI will drop the child porn charges against him. The court hearing that was scheduled to take place on March 7th was postponed. This lets the FBI agents to have more time to work with Weiner. The agents are checking the Clintons' involvement in a crime network. The crime network did launder money, sex crimes with kids, child prostitution, and pay-to-play. The Clinton Foundation was also involved in obstruction of justice and other felony crimes. Anthony Weiner is facing a mandatory 15-year jail term for production of child pornography. The prosecutors are willing to drop the charges if he gives information leading to the trial of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Now, one of the investigators has said that Weiner's laptop has been nicknamed the Rosetta Stone by agents. The nickname is after the ancient Egyptian tablet that was to have two languages, Greek and Egyptian, and three alphabets. Now, the tablet lets history buffs read Egyptian writing. The laptop is full of illegal material from lots and lots of sources. And FBI consider it very important to the ongoing case against the Clintons and the Obama's friends. Now, Weiner's laptop was sent from the New York police. They were examining his underage sexting scandal. You think that's all he was doing, folks? Yeah, right. They also found new classified Hillary Clinton emails, and Weiner, believe this or not, Ron, Weiner has named the file on his personal computer as life insurance. That was an indication of blackmailable. I don't know.
Yeah.
That suggests that he saved them, knowing that they might help save his life at some point. Well, there it is in the very next line. The files are now helping him avoid jail if he grants the FBI enough information to complete the prosecution against the Clintons. And, man, am I all for that.
I'm also for that. I can understand why they're taking their time to come against Hillary Clinton. You know, they're investigating everything, including that foundation. And that's what Ashton Kutcher had said in his video, is that they're going after the foundation for sexual, dealings with pedophilia and other things.
Now, I'm a little lost here. Is Kutcher for or against this crap?
He's against it. He is absolutely against it. He's bringing kids in that had been party to that. I mean, there's a lot in that one video.
Isn't this fascinating? This is coming from a guy that had a mother complex.
Right. I mean, but he has children now.
Oh, I see.
See, that changes a man's heart. That changes a man's makeup.
You know, that was funny you should mention that, because that was one of the things that in our little discussion we had before the program today, that you don't think these kids, is this a learned experience about the new snowflake vision of the human race? And if a child has two daddies or he has two mummies, is this kid going, how's he going to grow up?
Yeah.
And what's he going to grow up believing? And I've heard this argument before, and I will agree to it, but to a very small percentage. There are some people that I've met in my life that I swear to God, folks, I couldn't tell the difference. I couldn't tell if they were male or female. But there was a couple of ladders, connecting ladders, missing in their DNA, you know. And, you know, that was obvious. But the rest of this stuff is learned behavior. And this is what I object to. I mean, I strongly object to it. I don't want to be in a position, nor would I ever be in a position to tell somebody else how they should conduct themselves sexually behind closed doors. But when it's promoted by the government, whether it's promoted by the schools or anybody that has celebrity or, you know.
Well, see, my problem with it is that it's like you have a white cake. And all of a sudden, you mix red with it, it saturates the entire cake. It changes the entire cake. Well, we have a society that's based on man and woman and the balance between these two.
See,
and
now I can already tell that you're racist because you didn't use the analogy of a marble cake. Now, I can play that game as well and probably make as much sense. I've had it. God almighty. Send down something. I start bolts from the blue. I don't.
Bottom line, we change the purity of something.
Well, there's an argument of what's pure. My idea of pure may not be what your idea of pure is. There are no standards anymore.
No, there aren't. There are not.
Well, there are signs here. About 8 signs since the inauguration of Trump that point to a coming prosecution for Bill and Hillary and the Clinton Foundation. And let's do a little review here of highly pertinent details to the case. James Comey withheld a criminal indictment recommendation for Hillary despite the fact that he indicated under oath that Hillary broke the law. Based on the emails that were recovered from her server, more than 100 pieces of classified, secret, and top secret information were found. You know, you will never hear that clarified in one sentence on mainstream media the way I just did it. 100 pieces of classified, secret, and top secret information were found. Period. But the classified information that the FBI currently has in its possession is just one small little piece of the puzzle. The bigger question is, why were the 33,000 emails deleted? During Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State, 2 explosive child trafficking cases occurred that were covered up by the State Department. One was the case of alleged missionary Laura Silsby, who tried to traffic 32 children after the Haiti earthquake of 2010. U.S. mainstream media painted Silsby as a simple missionary trying to help the children. But here comes WikiLeaks. Yes, we got to kill Julian Assange. WikiLeaks told us a very different story. She was not a simple missionary. Silsby was in direct contact with the State Department and Hillary herself. 10 leaders, including Silsby, were arrested and held in jail as they awaited the outcome of their case. WikiLeaks provided an email involving Hillary's fixer, Patrick Kennedy, was part of a secret thread discussing how the State Department could hide the missionaries from the media once they were released from jail. The second child trafficking case involved Howard Gutman, the 33rd ambassador to Belgium, who was attempted to solicit children while he was in office. Despite the stunning allegations against him, including an official report proving he engaged in child trafficking, the case received almost no attention from the mainstream media in the U.S., Let me ask you folks, and draw a corollary here. For as much respect as this country has for the unborn or the soon-to-be-born or maybe after they're born, what is our value on life? Remember how that was sold to you? Remember, folks, back in the 60s and 70s? Oh, well, you're a woman. You don't want the government telling you what you can do with your womb. Yeah, remember the argument? Now, here are 8 signs that a major prosecution is coming against Bill and Hillary and the Clinton Foundation. Let's not forget this. 1, Anthony Weiner, the former Democratic congressman, as stated before, was facing child pornography charges and is cooperating with prosecutors by informing them on the Clintons in return for them dropping their case against him. You know, after this is all over, Anthony, you may not get prosecuted from the government, but I would highly suggest you go find another country, because I don't think your life, you're going to have the life expectancy of a common housefly. I'm just saying, I'm not endorsing or advocating for violence against Mr. Weiner, but please, Tony, for your own safety, once you spill the beans and help bring the Clintons down, just leave the damn country. We don't need you any damn way. As it turns out, now let me back up. Just before the election, 656 files were found on Mr. Weiner and Huma Aberdeen's laptop. During the search, investigators also found classified emails for Hillary, which is why they opened up her case again. And before, just 2 days before the election, alerting Congress that they were not pressing charges against Hillary. As it turns out, this is not Anthony Weiner's first time contacting minors. He's a serial offender. WikiLeaks revealed that top Clinton aides, including John Podesta, discussed Weiner's first offense with a minor but did nothing about it. For almost 5 months as Obama finished his term, the FBI did recommend charges against Anthony Weiner. But now, right at the start of Trump's term, Weiner is facing charges with a minimum, as said before, 15 years in prison and registration as a sex offender. Unless he informs on bigger fish, Bill and Hillary, well, FBI sources indicate Weiner is singing like a canary. Jeffrey Epstein, just a few days before reports that charges were coming against Weiner, a close friend of Hillary and Bill, Jeffrey Epstein, was hit with a massive new lawsuit involving child trafficking. A woman, whose name has not been revealed, filed a case alleging that she was part of a child trafficking ring led by Epstein. This lawsuit appears to have been filed just after Trump's inauguration. Previously, Epstein and his best friend, Prince Andrew, were recipients of lawsuits by women who claimed that they were part of a trafficking scheme that was being led by the world's most powerful elites. And it seems there are others involved, including Alan Dershowitz. Oh, please, please, let me bring down this Jewish attorney. Please. And Bill Clinton, both of whom were frequent flyers on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet, the Lolita Express, aptly named. If Epstein is hauled into court again, he could reveal damaging information about Bill Clinton. And you know what, Ron? A deal with Epstein. Cut a deal with him. Let's know all the stuff. Let's know everybody that's involved. And then Mr. Epstein, after all this goes through courts and people find their respective places and rightful places in federal prisons, not country clubs, but real jails, then Mr. Epstein, you're invited to leave the country. Or load up in a backpack, little girly porno magazines in a backpack, and try to swim the Atlantic. If you make it, you can live. The Clinton Global Initiative is closing down. Many believe the initiative was operating as a pay-for-play scheme. After Hillary was defeated, they are no longer receiving any money. And there is significant evidence that the Global Initiative received donations of hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, folks, it's always been said, if you're going to do the crime, be prepared to do the time. But if you're going to do a crime, don't aim low, aim big. And this is a year, millions of dollars every single year, with donations coming from CEO, Saudi royalty, kings, queens, major corporations, Hollywood actors, including Brock Pierce. A child actor who starred in Mighty Ducks movie, Brock Pierce, later became a spokesman for the Clinton Global Initiative. Later, he was implicated in child sex trafficking ring, including two of his business partners, Chad Shackley and Mark Collins Rector. Pierce has given major speeches on behalf of the initiative. The other actor is Stephen Colbert, who was one of the first celebrities to publicly mock the idea of elite child trafficking ring. Not unsurprisingly, we know from WikiLeaks that Stephen Colbert was literally taking orders from the Clinton Global Initiative on what he could and couldn't say during segments of his show, The Colbert Report. His mockery of child trafficking rumors wasn't his own doing. It came from his bosses, Bill and Hillary. Back in 2014, Colbert actually toured with the CGI and raised money for the organization. Who did the Global Initiative give money to? We know the $2.5 million was given to a small nonprofit called Beyond Borders, located in Washington, D.C. Beyond Borders claims that it's an organization that fights child trafficking in Haiti. We also know that the CGI was involved financially with the Ratcliffe Foundation, led by billionaire Frank Gustra. Bill Clinton took trips around the world with Gustra, including to Haiti. And the Ratcliffe Foundation funds several camps to help refugees, including one called Elpida. On their website, Elpida has a photo of their website of a blue triangle, which is one of the handful of symbols internally recognized as pedophile or child trafficking symbol. Gee, if you have two blue triangles, what does that make? A Jewish flag? What, are you doubling down? it just popped into my head. I don't know why. Oh, gosh. Rob in Chicago. Let me hold up at this point. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, John. Just a small comment. I don't have the two pots of coffee in me that Tom out there, your caller, coming in has. So at least we'll be able to have a good conversation. On a couple levels, you know, with Trump being blocked at so many levels on this investigation, I feel that all he's got to do is just either tell the NSA to cough up all the information they have on the, all these pedophilia stuff. If not, he writes a executive order to close the NSA down, and we seize it because we the people own the property, and we go get it ourselves anyway. Then, once they prosecute all these nice little creepers, which is the simple terminology now by even high schoolers.
Rob, what did you say that they were known as?
Creepers.
Okay, creepy
creepy people.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, creepy people. But creepers, like a creeper van. That's a joke with the kid, the high school, college kid. That's really sick when those kids are actually coming up with a nickname for it. But honestly, if they're proven to be what they are, I have no problem loading up my Mossberg with 10 slugs and taking pieces of them off until they suffer, and hang the rest of them till they
Rob, I'm. You know what? That sounds good, but I'll tell you what a better punishment is. It's to hand out stiff jail sentences, put them in federal prisons, keep them locked in a cage, and I'm not talking country clubs where you get weekend passes and you can go golf as much as you want to. The best thing that we could do is drag these asshats into court, maximum sentence, put them in that damn cage, hopefully for the rest of their lives. Not only to bring maximum misery to them as they have us, but also as an example of what's going to happen to the next creeper that does this sort of thing. Here's what you want to get your giddy ha-has? I hope it's worth it, because this is what you're facing. And if we have honest people in an honest government really out there to root out the ne'er-do-wells, then I think it could work. I think we could maintain a culture and a society. Maybe.
Honestly, John, it's going to sound real rough, but go back to the old West, like you said. You start back with public hangings, you're going to cut down on all these problems. Just saying. The days are long gone by when, people didn't like that big wooden stick there to hang from.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Rob. Hey, I appreciate your call. Is it true? No murders in Chicago in 8 days?
I find that very hard to believe, sir.
So do I. All right, Rob, you live there. You should know. All right, we'll break. We'll be back in three.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. By the way, I'm looking at the Chicago Tribune dated today in a column. Sure, Chicago went a week without a homicide, but the shooting continues. Maybe they were a little bit too drunk. Maybe they were a little bit too high and their aim was off. Rob in Chicago, you had one other thing you called back in with?
Yes, sir. What they missed, Tom missed telling you on the information about the gangs. They apparently are having a little good quality luck when they're breaking into train cars. They've been getting the train car that has the loads of guns that's going to the sporting goods stores or what have you.
Oh, and I used to work on the railroad, and unless they got the computer readers for the computerized placards that are read in the switch yards, then they're getting inside information as to what cars contain the weapons. That I know from experience, and hell, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah, that one's just so easy to see happening. I mean, you know, the buddy gives them the information, pick this car. I mean, because those boys ain't smart enough to keep picking the whole damn train.
You know, I worked for the NNW. I was still probationary. I didn't get my 90 days because I was deadheading back on a train, and there was only room in the cab that was sent out for just the engineer and the brakeman and the conductor when they still had conductors on the trains. And these people said, oh, no, we ain't got the room. I called the train master and I said, look, get me the hell out of here. And I raised so much of a stink because they left the train on a track that was known more often than not, the tractor trailers would literally back up to the boxcars to unload them, electronic goods, televisions, and all the goodies. And I told this train master, I said, get me the hell out of here. Well, evidently that ruffled a few feathers and I was fired before I got my 90 days in. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I mean, that is the Wild West is the Wild Midwest. I mean, Chicago, they are running AK-47s and AR-15s now. That's the problem with the people getting shot. They're getting shot 3-4 doors down now. It ain't just within the same block radius. They're getting even up to a block or two away, they're going to, those bullets.
And Rob, what group of people do you think that they would use that as military weapons? We got to get rid of these assault weapons.
Well, yeah, and that's the problem. Little Mr. Obama, I read some stuff last year where they were stockpiling certain warehouses for their certain friends so that the Black Lives Matter type people, gangs and that, would have their stockpiles and, for when Rahm Emanuel's nice disaster comes along.
I was just going to mention Rahm Emanuel. I wanted to know if he's still mayor of Chicago or did he die, because you know what? I'm not seeing any stories carried anywhere in print or on media that even mentions Rahm Emanuel.
Well, those are the next people to get put up for, when we find sedition and treason all in the same page of their profile, then we just hang all those nice sanctuary city, patsies and get rid of them and then start over and let's have a nice, then we can start for real.
Wow. So, all right. Okay,
sorry,
Rob.
Sorry, John, I'm losing my niceness.
Well, you know
what?
Thank you. I appreciate it, Rob. I'm at my pissosity level right now. Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, Chris Hinckley had a clip earlier today in his show. It was some guy that was addressing, it sounded like a bunch of millennial students, over LGBT and abortion, and this guy was spot on. And if your board op can find that clip, I think your audience would love to hear this. He hit him straight between the eyes, and it was something to hear. And if you can't play it on your show tonight, play it tomorrow, or okay, get the guy on your show.
All right, Jim. I appreciate the call and the heads up.
Thanks.
Okay. Bottom of the hour break coming up. 800-724-2719. Extension number 3. Secretary's gone for the day, but Mikey would be happy to talk to you. Taking donations for the network, folks. You want us here or don't you? I want to stick around. You want us to stick around? Help us out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The clip is 10 minutes long. Wow. Greg in Arkansas. Hello, Greg.
Hi, John and Ron. How are you?
Hi.
In reference to the Wiener headline, I'm on this side of America, along with many others, fantasizing reading headlines that Hillary Clinton would get stuffed in a deep, dark jail cell. But I want to caution all the people, don't get your hopes up. Obviously, they're probably going to disappear her, or she's going to have, I don't remember the name of the guy of Enron, but just before he was prosecuted, why he just allegedly had a convenient heart attack and passed away, but we all know probably he's got a facelift running around a Jamaican beach or something to that effect, or she'll probably disappear and wind up in a country that won't extradite, and we'll never get our hands on her. And probably the best thing, in light of Hillary and her lesbianism, would be to be stuffed in a prison system full of women where she'd just have a heyday the rest of her life unless she was...
Oh, no. Greg, you got that 180 degrees out. She should be stuck in a prison with all men.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, that won't happen, though. It'll be with women unless they stuff her in solitary confinement make her misery.
No. The misery index would increase exponentially because these boys in prison think another man's backside looks pretty inviting. What do you think they would flip over somebody like Hillary?
Well, the lesbians are pretty perverted, so who knows what's going on there. But it would be nice to know she was in solitary to increase the... But quite honestly, I doubt she'll ever see a trial. They'll disappear her, or she'll have a fake heart attack.
And Greg, you know, under normal circumstances, I would say maybe. Maybe she'll be drinking the umbrella drinks on the same beach that Timothy McVeigh once did. Because I don't believe that guy's dead.
No, nor do I. Not with the reporters that reported he was breathing as they wheeled him out of the room. Just wanted to say to America, don't get your hopes up. It's just a fantasy that she'd land behind bars.
This is running silent and it's running very deep.
We'll see, John.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
If not, Greg, I'm going to invite you to the Great American Restoration Project. And you have to bring your own bullets. Fritz in the Ozarks. Hello, Fritz.
Oh, good evening, John.
Hi.
Run Silent, Run Deep. My dad loved that movie. He was sunk by a German U-boat when he was in the Merchant Marines in World War II.
I prefer my favorite World War II movie of all time was with Kurt Juergens and Robert Mitchum, The Enemy Below.
Is that a submarine movie? Yeah, obviously.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll have to look it up. Hey, I'm going to send you $50. I had some good news today. I got a little rental house up in St. Louis County, and you know, it used to be worth some money, but then the bankers came along in 2008, and since then they built a mosque catty corner from my house. So,
you mean to tell me that didn't increase your property value?
No, it didn't.
Oh.
So I'm in the Ozarks now, but I think I paid about $550 for landlord insurance last year, and I just got a quote for $380. So I'm going to send you $50.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
it. And I wish
that.
I could send more, but I'm like that other guy that called in, you know, all the equity in my house went away. So, I mean, even if they, I'm fixing to write the president a letter, I think. I'm not going to buy medical insurance at any cost because they already stole all my money.
Well, and that was engineered as well. And you know, I'm telling you, for all the trillions of dollars that were stolen from the American people, trillions of it, we deserve an even break today. We got to get rid of the Federal Reserve, get rid of the Minuteman, or the middleman. Minuteman. Get rid of the middleman and let's have a sound currency in this country. You know, let's have, rather than investment banks, what about investors that have bags load of money that they could loan us, they could loan us money for a mortgage, say a 15-year mortgage, without that compounding interest, do it for a fee of maybe even 20%, 30%. I would say that was a pretty good return on your money because the money wouldn't fluctuate. It wouldn't be worth, if it was $10 today, it wouldn't be worth $1.298 next year. And that way that could bring in investment money that people don't know where to put it, and they could actually put it into something. Guess what? There would be equity there. There would be something of real value, real estate that was developed. Whoa, what a concept.
Maybe we should bring some Iranian bankers over here who know how to lend money honestly.
No, those are the next ones on our kill list. We can't do that.
But, hey, listen, there is a saving grace with the mosque and everything because, you know, if I drive a little further, about 3 stoplights, I can go visit the Holocaust Memorial in St. Louis County.
It's funny you said that, Fritz, because I was just thinking, you know, if that was a synagogue rather than a mosque, you probably would have, increase threefold.
Oh, they wouldn't. They wouldn't live in this blue collar neighborhood.
No,
they wouldn't live there. No.
All right.
No, they moved in. You know, I grew up in a pretty posh neighborhood. You know, like where Jack Danforth lives and George Bush's uncle and stuff. They moved in after World War II, and they surrounded us and took over our school district, you know, 50 years ago,
yeah.
Or 60.
You know,
so,
for as many people out there that are shrieking Sharia law, you know what? If we're going to get rid of Muslims, I would suggest we get rid of the Jews as well. What do you think
about
that?
Well, if you do one, the others, you can take care of the other.
One can only hope. Fritz, thank you.
I'm gonna send you some dough. I feel rich today.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you, Fritz.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Steve in Kansas, and I don't want to play that 10-minute clip because I'm hearing it's bombastic. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, John. It's been a couple years since we've talked, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening the last few weeks to you, and I really appreciate what I will say is about 90% thinking and 10% talk. Really, really appreciate and enjoy it. You don't just jump out there on the first thing, everything like that. I feel like I have an obligation. I've done this for a lot of years, just trying to fix this country. I heard a gal on another radio show that said they were trying to promote a postcard shower to President Trump. And I'd like to just pass that on to people if I could.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. She said, and I haven't sent a postcard in years, but I got out over the weekend, went down to found them at the local truck stop, you know, something that says Kansas on them or whatever like that. And you just, President Donald J. Trump, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest. You can put NW. Again, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. And what I'm going to do is put, you know, we support you, and then put on there, you know, whatever, repeal the health care, or justice, you know, jail the Clintons, whatever like that. But I'd just like to see, it gives everyone opportunity. I know you got some good people out there, an opportunity to do something. And most, I guess a lot of people, they're bystanders saying, well, what will that do? I'd just like to see about 2 or 3 or 5 million postcards, because I think this is the man that would sit there and dump them all out and say, you know, show the report, look at this.
Yeah.
And I think he really needs to call on the people. I think this is one of the mistakes Reagan missed with all the support that he had, that he didn't call on the American people more. But it gives everyone an opportunity to say, do something, to actually get out, shoot my postcards. They were picture postcards of Kansas, and they were 49 cents. And if you can find a 34-cent stamp, I think that's what the stamp is, but most places don't have them unless you go to the post office. So right. I'm just going to, you know.
Just put like a 49-center on it and have done with it.
There you go.
All right. You know? All right. Well, so, Steve, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Well, it's the 15th of March, which I recognize that because the day before is my birthday. But the 15th, I've always known from my history of the Ides of March. You know, they had a little government change there, you know, in A2 Brutus.
Yeah.
So thank you, John. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
All right. I want to play this clip. It is about 10 minutes long, so I'm going to play that clip, and I want to finish up with the 8 reasons why Hillary and Billy Boy, and by extension, the daughter as well, might go bye-bye. Go ahead. Run it. By the way, what is the background on this clip? Read me the verbiage down there. Shrink it and read me the verbiage. Shrink it? What is it? Open that up. Anything underneath there? What is it? What is it titled? Q&A with Ben Shapiro. Okay, run it. Run it on transgender. Go ahead.
So, how do you say that some people don't have privilege when you basically just said that trans people aren't valid? They're not a thing. They're just girls pretending to be boys or boys pretending to be girls.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, okay,
Okay, oh, someone's excited. Okay.
Biological, but gender is a completely different thing.
No, gender is not disconnected from sex. So
it's not completely disconnected, but it's still a cultural thing. It's still from society.
Okay. No, it is not in the mind. Okay, you're not a man if you think you're a man. And I didn't say pretending, or if I did, I shouldn't have said pretending. Let me amend.
You said playing.
Okay, I said a boy who thinks he's a girl. That's the usual phraseology I use. Not playing. I usually say a boy who thinks he's a girl or a girl who thinks he's a boy, which is technically what we're talking about here. As far as the actual psychological issues at play, it used to be called gender dysphoria or gender identity disorder. Now they call it gender dysphoria. The idea that sex or gender are malleable is not true. Okay, and I'm not denying your humanity if you are a transgender person. I am saying that you are not the sex to which you claim to be. You're still a human being, and you're a human being with an issue that I wish you Godspeed in dealing with in whatever way you see fit. But if you are going to dictate to me that I'm supposed to pretend that men are women and women are men, no. My answer is no. I'm not going to modify basic biology because it threatens your subjective sense of what you are.
Okay, but you're still saying these kids should not be accepted because they don't really fit in either place? They can't just
I'm saying that the Boy Scouts have a standard. You must be a biological boy to be a Boy Scout. You have to be a boy to be a Boy Scout.
Where's that written, though?
Okay. In the name Boy Scouts. because this is a very...
Okay,
because for all of human history, boy meant boy and girl meant girl. Boy did not mean girl. And if I call you a moose, are you suddenly a moose? Okay, if I redefine our terms. No, yes, that's right. Men and women are a completely different thing. This is true. Have you ever met a man or a woman? They're completely different.
It's a completely different thing. You can't just say you're a cat. It's not a thing. It's genders. It's not saying you're a
woman. Okay, why is that? I don't understand. Why? Okay, let me ask you this. I won't ask you how old. I will ask you how old you are, okay? Because you're young enough that it's probably not insulting to ask you. So
I'm 22, so I'm probably going to be naive, right?
No. Why aren't you 60? Why aren't you 60? And why can't you identify as 60? Why? What is the problem with you identifying as 60? You're right. Age is significantly less important than gender. You can't magically change your gender. You can't magically change your sex. You can't magically change your age.
You can still legally change it. People recognize
you can't legally change your age, by the way.
Obviously. You can change your name, you can change your sex, you can change your identity.
Just because you can do things legally doesn't mean that they are correct biologically. You could do lots of things in the past that were incorrect biologically and incorrect legally. For a long period of time in the United States, sterilization of the mentally ill took place. That didn't make it okay. Skinner versus Oklahoma. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote the decision.
Right. I still don't understand how
it's not a matter of open-minded and accepting. I want them to get treatment that they see fit, but that's not involving me. The idea behind the transgender movement as a civil rights movement is the idea that all of their problems would just go away if I would pretend that they were the sex to which they claim membership. That's nonsense. The transgender suicide rate is 40%. It is 40%. And according to the Anderson School at UCLA, it makes no difference. There's a study that came out last year. It makes no difference. Virtually no difference, statistically speaking, as to whether people recognize you as a transgender person or not, which suggests there's a very high comorbidity between transgenderism, whatever that mental state may be, and suicidality. That has nothing to do with how society treats
you. Do you think it could be because of their bullied at school?
No, I don't think that. I do not think the discrepancy. First of all, I'm against bullying of any sort. Okay, the idea that somebody would beat somebody up is terrible. Okay, as somebody who's viciously bullied in high school, I'm not a fan of bullying. But the idea that the normal suicide rate across the United States is 4%. The suicide rate in the transgender community is 40%. The idea that 36% more transgender people are committing suicide because people are mean to them is ridiculous. It's not true, and it's not backed by any science that anyone can cite. It is pure conjecture. In fact, it's not even true that bullying causes suicide, according to a lot of studies. For example, in the black community, where the idea is supposedly that America is a racist society, blacks are bullied a lot. Okay, in the black community has significantly lower suicide rates than in the white community. In fact, in third world countries, the suicide rate is significantly lower than in first world countries. Suicide actually seems to be a privilege of the upper classes, if you actually look at it from a financial perspective. So the idea that suicidality is directly a result of people like me saying, no, men are not women and women are not men, it's not true. It's also...
So you think it doesn't impact their identity at all or their depression or how they feel about themselves?
I think the idea that you're going to sacrifice the entire society's proper definition of sex because you think that there is in legal terms, somebody with an eggshell skull, meaning that somebody who has a pre-existing condition that makes them more susceptible to criticism, that is not a way to run a society. You can't sacrifice truth because some people are going to actually suffer because of the truth. Plus, there's no evidence whatsoever that the suicide rate would go down in the transgender community in any marked way if people just started pretending that men were women and women were men. We're trying that experiment now. We'll find out whether it works. So far, no evidence.
Have you talked to a group of trans people at all instead of this group of, white people?
I'm more than happy to talk to a group of any people who will have me, but usually they protest me.
Okay, last question about your Planned Parenthood thing. So why do you think it's not about employing women's bodies and just about the separate life? After the baby is born, how come people don't care about them? They don't care where they end up in foster care, they don't care about the mother being poor.
Okay, I do care about the mother being poor, I do care about foster care.
Okay, but why don't you have to pay for that, though?
Because
Planned Parenthood is supposed to prevent abortions.
Planned Parenthood doesn't prevent abortions. They perform hundreds of thousands of abortions a year. They perform 300,000 abortions a year. They're leading abortion bill in the United States.
Evidence for that, though.
That they perform 300,000 abortions a year from Planned Parenthood. That's my evidence. They don't dispute that. No one disputes that.
Like birth control and cancer.
I'm not anti-birth control.
I know.
Birth control is extraordinarily cheap.
That provides affordable birth control, which would in turn...
Okay, they're not the only people in America who provide affordable birth control. You can go get a pack of condoms down at the local CVS for $12.
Condoms are great. People need medication, too.
Yes, and it's true that most forms of birth control are also extraordinarily cheap on an annualized basis, unless you have a severe problem. Most birth control is very cheap and readily available. And I'm not against people going and getting that from Planned Parenthood. As you may have noticed, I'm mostly against abortion. If you want to go to Planned Parenthood and get a contraceptive, go for it. I don't care. I do care when you start killing babies. This is a problem for me.
But what about in rape and incest situations?
Here's the question.
It's different, yes.
I mean, this is a long conversation. I'm enjoying it, actually, which is why I'm allowing you to stay. But the question of rape and incest, first of all, important to note, rape and incest are not only a vast minority of abortion cases, they're an extraordinarily
true.
Low percentage of abortion cases. So if we can first stipulate that all the other abortions are bad, then we can talk about that other one. Can we do that? Are all the other abortions bad, or are those ones okay? And you're just using this as an excuse to make the other ones okay.
They're all okay.
Ah, good. Someone who's honest. So, who's the honest fellow? Who's okay, yay, honest people. Good, I like the honesty. Okay, so all abortions are okay. A sign that I can't read because it has lots of words on it. Okay, so... I have one question for you and one question only on abortion. Does the vagina, the vaginal canal, magically confer personhood? Answer, does the vagina magically confer personhood? Yeah, raised hands are okay. You, sir.
No, the first breath does.
The first breath confers personhood. Okay, so if the baby is in the womb and is exactly the same size and has not yet breathed, and you take a knife and you stab the baby in the head, a fully formed 9-month-old baby, it is not a human. The only thing that makes it a human is when it takes a breath. It has to independently breathe.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to stick to it, yeah, because I'm also pro capital punishment and pro selective suicide.
Wow.
So I'm going to stick with it.
Selective suicide? Yeah, I assume you mean elective suicide.
I mean elective suicide.
Okay. Yes, I'm not going to make someone commit suicide.
Okay, that's good, because that wouldn't be suicide, that'd be homicide. That by the way, I'm for capital punishment too, because people who kill people should be killed, but babies who have not killed people should not. And this is my basic position on abortion. But I'll get your answer, because you're the one who asked the question. Are you willing to stipulate that all the other abortions are bad? Just rape and incest bother you?
I mean, no, I believe a woman should have the right to abort.
Got it. So it's an excuse, right? So it's an excuse so that we can take the marginal case and then say that the marginal case applies to all cases. Okay, that's again, faulty thinking. But if you want me to answer specifically on rape and incest, here is my basic answer. Rapists should be castrated or killed. You shouldn't kill babies. End of story.
But are they ever castrated and killed? Most rapists don't even get convicted.
I agree. And that's usually the left side of the aisle, because the left side wants to let them out after 5 years in prison. I want them castrated or killed.
Oh.
I'm telling you what my belief is.
Ooh.
My belief is not public policy at the moment. But I think, would you agree with me on that one? Can we at least get a little agreement to finish this particular parlay? Okay. You, should rapists be castrated or killed?
Well, yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay, we agree. Nice.
All right.
Wow.
Wow, it's right.
Oh, gosh. Now, what you folks weren't able to see is this 22-year-old that didn't think it was a good idea if she called herself 60, because she's really not 60, she's 22, was a rotund young lady with heavy red lipstick. And the only thing I could think of when I saw that image is, it's true. It's true. Pigs can be wearing lipstick. I just... here's the flower of our youth, folks. And it's being promulgated. It's being spread. And I'll tell you something. You know, if all of our bills were paid and we even had an honest money system, we wouldn't be long for this world, because our culture is going to change if it's left the way it is. I'm just, by the way, Ron, I only had $100 pledged against your four.
Well, you know, you can keep the rest to support the network.
Well, I appreciate that, but we're trying to do a pledge drive. And, we're trying to collect some money. Now, the person that admonished me was the blind guy that called in. And, you know, I don't know what percentage of blind people listen to this program. And I don't, myself never being blind, I don't know how to go about telling people this. If I read very slowly the address to the network for the computer challenged out there, maybe that might help. But if you're blind, how do you know what you're writing? And how would you ever send in a donation? I do not know. And why a sighted person is not there to help the obviously challenged out there, the blind folks, is another beyond me. But here is the address to the network. All you simply have to do, RBN for Republic Broadcasting Network. You don't have to write the whole thing out. It's long, and people usually end up misspelling it. RBN. The address is 2251 2251 Double Creek Drive. That's two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302, stands for Suite 302. Just put number 302. Round Rock, again, two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you would like to call in and make a pledge, 800. Now, this is an 800 number, so you can forget it's a toll-free. I know there's 866 and 877 and all those other. It used to be 800. Just let that stick in your head. It's a toll-free 800 number, 724-2719, 724-2719. Sometimes it helps to kind of do that, 724-2719, 800. It's a toll-free number. Or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate button, top of page, on right, click, takes you to PayPal. It accepts just about every card that's out there. And our address for you sighted people, the address is also posted on that page as well. We need your help, and we need it now, folks. Please, don't think about it. Follow your heart. Your heart's telling you to do it. Do it right now. If you sit around and think about it too long, that's when you fall off the cliff. Well, you know, I got this bill coming up next month. Well, you know, we got bills every month, and we've had for the last 13 years. There wouldn't be these asshats in Washington screwing everything up. You know what? We'd never have to do have you ever known this network to do a donation drive prior to 2007, 2008? No, because the economy was still somewhat intact. Well, it hasn't been for damn near 9 years now. Ron McDonald, thank you, and thank you for your pledge.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much. And to those that are going to donate, thank you.
End time is not what you thought.
In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.